This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the root's on fire. Welcome to the show. What a day. What a day of news. My gosh, there's so much going on. I say this almost every day now. The Chinese, famous Chinese saying, may you live in interesting times. We live in freaking interesting times. My gosh. I got a commentary I want to read, too, that I wrote this morning. Got up at 5 in the morning to write. But a couple of big things I want to talk about first that are huge. I'll go through them quickly, and I'll get to the commentary. Number one, Israel appears to be going in now. And my inside sources, my great friend who is a retired colonel in the United States military intelligence, tells me Israel has launched their nuclear submarines, which means this isn't about just a war, a terrible war in a booby-trapped town, Gaza. This is a war where Israel's worrying about its existence, that if they are nuked by Iran, they have to be able to get off their nukes and knock Iran off the face of the earth from their submarines, which will be stationed in the middle of the water, and Israel will be gone, or literally millions of people will be dead, and Israel will be gone, and they will launch their nukes and take out Iran. That's how serious this is getting. Here's another headline. Israel's teddy bear bulldozers will roll into Gaza. So the first wave is hundreds of bulldozers, followed by waves of chariot tanks and 370,000 reservists who 14 days ago were living their everyday lives. This is the fight for our survival, an ad agency worker tells the UK Daily Mail, and we will win. And they will. See, people don't get it. The Jews are amazing people. You don't get it. We're not talking about the nerds from Harvard in the United States. We're talking about tough Jews, the tough Jews of Israel. You know, that's how I was raised, the only Jew in an Italian mafia neighborhood surrounded by an all-black town. I went to an all-black middle school, all-black high school, and I became a tough Jew to survive. And in the end, nobody beat me. I kicked everyone's ass, and all of them bigger than me. And the same thing in Israel, tough Jews with machine guns and grenade launchers in their hands and assault rifles being led by bulldozers and chariot tanks, and they're going to make Jews proud. Let me tell you, they're going to kill everything in their way, and God, they need to do it, because you're talking about the scum of the earth, the most evil savages and animals ever seen. They're not human, they're subhuman. They cut babies' heads off, they raped women, gang-raped women, and now it turns out they were given drugs. They were given drugs so that they would do unspeakable things to people without having any feelings. The Hamas fighters were drugged before they went into battle. Unbelievable. Israel at war. Quiet streets, no one on the street, and all the men at the front, every single person who is physically fit, I don't care if you're 60 years old, every man is at war in Israel. And you don't realize they're fighting for the survival of their country. Remember what happened in the Six-Day War? Every Arab country attacked young Israel, and Israel kicked their ass. And it's over for you, Hamas. And if you get involved, Hezbollah, it's over for you. And if Iran gets involved, it's over for you. You have no idea what you're facing. All right, some other big, big news. Joe Biden had a big mouth. Joe Biden said, where's the money? You know, like, where's the beef? When everyone said Joe Biden's corrupt, he said, where's the money? Well, Congress, Republican Congress, worked hard, and they studied, and they found the money, a $200,000 check to Joe Biden from his brother James Biden, and the check was made out on the same day James Biden got $200,000 from a company that was looking for Middle East connections using the Biden name. You know what that means, don't you? This is the impeachable offense that we've caught him red-handed. His brother got $200,000 to use the Biden name to get Middle Eastern investment money for a firm and gave the money to Joe Biden as Vice President of the United States. These people are such criminals, such criminals. Joe Biden's words on his corrupt business dealings come back to bite him as Representative James Comer unveils smoking gun evidence, huge direct payment, $200,000 from little brother James to the big guy. Other big news today, Jim Jordan ousted as the GOP speaker. He was the House Speaker candidate, the leading one, and really the only one, and he's out now. He's done. A secret ballot. Chris, I know what you just said. I know it. Secret ballot. Did him in. And these are the backstabbing rhinos that all, we now know their names of the 25 that did him in. And then in the secret ballot, he lost much bigger than that, because when it comes to not public, when you don't have to put your name on it, a lot of Republicans voted against the conservative, which just goes to show you we don't have a party. There is no party. Matter of fact, I'm going to recommend to Donald Trump, and I think I'll write this commentary for next week, it's time for Donald Trump to really think seriously about leaving the Republican Party. Trump needs to run as an independent for president. We've already got RFK Jr. as an independent, and then you'll have the Democrat Biden or whoever replaces Biden, and you'll have the dumb Republican rhino who won't get 5% of the vote, and that'll be the end of the Republican Party forevermore. The Republican Party offers Trump nothing. They just showed they're all a bunch of frauds, bribed rhinos, establishment scum, and they kicked Jim Jordan to the curb. They're not real Republicans, they're traitors. They're literally playing for the other team. And just a perfect example, Vern Buchanan. Remember that name. Vern Buchanan, Republican congressman from Florida. Bye-bye, Vern. You're over. We're going to run someone against you in the primary. You got no chance. You're finished. He voted against Jim Jordan, one of the 25 black sheep scumbags who voted against Jim Jordan. And last night, we have videos of him at the White House, enjoying and partying and playing in the White House bowling alley. And when he got a strike, it was like, yeah! He knew the next day he was going to stab Jim Jordan in the back. And yet he was bowling and having fun at the White House, hanging out with the enemy, because that's what he is, a Democrat scumbag with an R next to his name. Bye-bye, Vern. You're finished. Vern Buchanan is gone. Run against him in Florida and destroy him, just like all the ones who voted for the impeachment of Trump. We threw every one of them out of office in the primary. They're all gone. They lost their careers. All 25 of you are marked men, and your careers are over. But Vern Buchanan, you have a special place in my heart. I'm going to make sure I personally destroy your life. Vern Buchanan, you got nothing. Every one of my fans is going to give money to whoever runs against Vern Buchanan. Every dime you can put together, forget all the other ones. Let's all give to one candidate to destroy and overwhelm Vern Buchanan. Here's another great story that you need to know. Not great as in good news. Great as in a big story. So Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez suggests Americans must be ready to import all the Palestinians from Gaza. So I did my show earlier today for Real America's Voice TV. It's America's Top 10 Countdown with Wayne Allyn-Root. It airs at noon tomorrow. I'm giving away the script. The number one story of the week, my big story, number one, counting down from 10 to 1, is the invasion of Gaza by Israel. And I talk all about it, and I set the stage for what's happening, and then I make sure I make an impassioned plea. They don't hate Jews. Hamas doesn't hate Jews. They hate everyone who isn't Muslim. They hate Christians. They hate women. They hate American patriots. They hate America. They hate anyone who goes to church. They hate anyone who lives in the modern world, because they're uncivilized savages. They hate you if you have a girlfriend who wears high heels and a tight dress. They'll kill you and rape her and then cut her head off. They hate everyone in the world who lives in a modern world who isn't a Muslim. It's got nothing to do with Jews. They just happen to live across from the Jews, right next to the Jews. If you move them to America, they will kill us or try to kill us. good luck. But they will attempt to kill us, to kill our children. They are uncivilized people. They're not even people. They're not even human. They're savages with hatred in their heart. I said it earlier in the week. They hate Jews more than they love their own children. But it isn't just Jews they hate. They hate Christians equally. And if they came to America and they saw you had a nice car, you wear nice clothes, you have a nice house, you had a beautiful wife, she's wearing high heels, she's not covered from the tip of her eyes to her legs in a black ugly drape, and they would kill you all. They hate anyone who is modern. They hate anyone who isn't Muslim. The Quran teaches them, if you do not convert, we will kill you or enslave you. This is the worst group in the world. How do I know? Because all the other Muslims in the Middle East don't want them. Egypt said, no, I don't want the Palestinians. Jordan said, double no, we don't want Palestinians. Saudi Arabia said, heck no, don't even ask us. Nobody wants the Palestinians because they hate. They're violent and they're killers and they're savages. You don't bring them to America, you fools. They'll kill the Christians and everybody else they encounter who has a better life than them. It's all about jealousy. And they're on welfare 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They live on welfare and they'll come to America and they will literally destroy our country. So isn't it perfect that AOC would say that? It's perfect. She gives a bad name to every bartender in America. God, unbelievable. All the bartenders are like, we disown that woman, that witch. Shunned by bartenders. She wasn't one of us. We don't know her. She was the dishwasher, not the bartender. All right, this show is sponsored by MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Use the promo code ROOT and get up to 80% off on all the incredible bedding and pillow products. ROOT.
Dwayne Allen Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and boycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Dwayne, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike protein. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. Fill out the form. They'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses diseases include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR.
Attention timeshare owners.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Quiet. I know I'm on the air. I'm well aware I'm on the air. Do you realize the whole time I'm talking to all of you, I got an Irishman talking in my ear? I'm well aware I'm on the air. All right. We've got a new sponsor of the show, Risk On 360. You know, I've spoken all over the world, literally all over the world. I've spoken, I don't know, you name the country. I've spoken in like 35 countries. I traveled four times to give speeches in South Africa, the longest flight in the world, from Atlanta to Johannesburg, South Africa. So I've spoken all over the world on the topics of politics, business, and success. But this is the coolest event I've ever seen, and it's right here in Las Vegas. So if you're listening to me right now or you're watching me right now, and you can get to Vegas or you live in Vegas already, don't miss this event. Discover the keys to elevate your business, explode your prosperity, supercharge your life at the Risk On 360 Global Success Conference. The event stars Tucker Carlson coming right here to Las Vegas. Tucker, Charles Payne of Fox Business, and yours truly, Wayne Allyn-Root. How's that for three triumvir, triple crown, right? Charles Payne, Tucker Carlson, and Wayne Root, and many other famous business leaders and motivational speakers. The conference is designed to inspire, motivate, and empower you to reach new heights in your personal and professional lives with world-class speakers, dynamic panel discussions, and hands-on workshops. Join Todd Ault for 2 days of high-energy sessions focusing on business and finance, entrepreneurship, leadership, personal growth and development, and fitness and health. It takes place November 19th and 20th, which is Formula One weekend, by the way. Formula One weekend. So you come to Vegas, see Formula One, the race of a lifetime, hottest ticket in the world. And then on Sunday the 19th and Monday the 20th, listen to the best business and political speakers in the world, including Tucker Carlson. November 19th and 20th at the Ahern Hotel on Sahara, just west of the Strip, headlined by the one and only Tucker Carlson. Register now at riskon360.com. Riskon360.com. So here's that article I was telling you about. Terrorists drug themselves to commit atrocities against civilians. Families burned alive, victims' bodies fused together in death by flames. Evidence of torture, the dead so mutilated they could not even be identified. Babies beheaded. Commentators have cited the absence of such atrocities since the Holocaust. In other words, no one has seen anything like this since the Holocaust. Now a report in the Jerusalem Post charges that a drug has been found that the Hamas terrorists took to help them slaughter Israelis. Hamas terrorists who carried out the surprise attack on October 7th were found to be under the influence of Captagon, a synthetic amphetamine-type stimulant that has been produced in southern Europe and trafficked through Turkey to the consumer markets on the Arabian Peninsula, as reported by Dear Navouri of Channel 12. The pills were found in the pockets of the terrorists who died. It described the stimulant as cocaine for the poor, and the report charges it allowed Hamas members to commit heinous acts with a sense of indifference. Further, reports said the drug kept terrorists highly alert for lengthy time periods and suppressed their appetite. So they were just savages running around with no need to eat, no need to sleep, highly focused on killing Jews and murdering babies and raping women. Isn't that wonderful? They're about to get a taste of what's going to happen when the Jewish bulldozers and tanks, chariot tanks, and 370,000 Jews, tough Jews, who want to kill to save their homeland. You know, throughout history, if there's one thing, I'm a student of history, right? I've studied history my whole life. I've studied war my whole life. If there's one thing in life I learned, one lesson, that lesson is never fight on someone else's homeland. If they have an army that's protecting their homes, their land, their women, and their children, you don't want to go up against that army. That's a big mistake. The United States learned that in Vietnam, right? We learned that in Korea. Dumb move. Don't do it. Dumb move. So I'm telling you, wait till you see what happens in Gaza. Wait till you see. That's all I'm going to say. So, all I could tell you is that Donald Trump, as all this is happening, and I wrote a commentary about it. I don't know if I'm going to have time to read it on this show. But I'm telling you right now, Donald Trump is going up in popularity. While he's on trial for his assets and his life and his freedom, he's going up in popularity. And there were, every time Fox News tries to make it like someone, first it was DeSantis could beat him. Then it was like, oh, Nikki Haley, she's the new champion. She's moving up. There's nobody moving up. Everybody's in single digits, and Trump is just nearing 60% against the whole field. Trump's at 59, the latest Emerson College poll. Haley's at 8. He's got a 51-point lead over Nikki Haley. DeSantis is at 8. Christie's at 4. Pence is at 3. Ramaswamy's dropped to 3. And the whole rest of the field's at 1 or 0. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
War now.
USA News Update. President Biden announced from the White House today that humanitarian aid is set to start flowing into Gaza in the coming days. He stated that he has secured commitments from Israel and Egypt to open the Rafah border crossing connecting Egypt to Gaza. The U.S. is advocating for the release of all hostages currently held captive by Hamas. The plea follows the recent release of two American hostages.
Over the coming hours, they'll receive any support and assistance that they need. And, of course, we're very anxious to be able to reunite them with their loved ones. We welcome their release. We share in the relief that their families, friends, and loved ones are feeling.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken stated there are 10 additional Americans unaccounted for in the conflict. Rather than taking part in the third Republican presidential debate in Miami, former President Donald Trump will be hosting a rally in the nearby city of Hialeah. It will happen at 7 p.m. on November 8th. John Schaefer, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The Root's on fire. Welcome back to the show, RootForAmerica.com.
If you want to know where you can watch my show on Lindell TV every afternoon, every evening, it repeats on Brighteon TV. It's also on Blessed News Network. We're also on the radio nationwide on USA Audio Network. All of it. Just go to RootForAmerica.com. Makes it so simple. My weekend show, America, Real America's Voice TV Network, my big show on the weekend, monster audience, biggest audience I've ever had in my life, is at Real America's Voice TV on Saturday mornings, noon Eastern, 9 Pacific. Again, how do you find it? Go to RootForAmerica.com, and at the top, click on Watch Wayne on TV, listen to Wayne on the radio, listen to Wayne's podcast, and I connect you to all of my shows. Sponsor of this segment of the show is warbeef.com, a survival food product I found for all of you. Stock up now, because we got to keep praying and hoping and fighting for the best. But you got to prepare for the worst, right? You know there's an attack on our food supply, our farms, our food production facilities, the supply chain, food prices due to inflation, insane, exploding. Worst of all, they're putting mRNA in our food. That's why I've teamed up with a veteran-owned America First company that sells high-quality freeze-dried beef with more than a decade shelf life. No crumbles, no beef crumbles like all the other survival food companies. That's crap. This is premium Texas beef only. Ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin are your choices. No mRNA jabs ever. Only one ingredient, premium Texas beef. For survival food in case of emergency. They created a website with exclusive discounts just for my fans. Warbeef.com. Warbeef.com. W-A-R for Wayne Allyn. Warbeef. You get a 15% discount when you use the promo code WAR15 at checkout. That's warbeef.com. Promo code WAR15. All right, we got a guest that I hand chose because I saw his video on TV. Actually, on the internet, and then I saw him by chance in a TV clip on the news. I don't know if it was Fox News or Newsmax or My Real America's Voice TV Network or Lindell TV. I don't know. I saw a clip of this guy defending his home neighborhood in Staten Island, New York. I'm a New York boy, grew up in an old Italian neighborhood in Mount Vernon, New York, on the Bronx borderline, and this guy reminded me of home, and I love his fighting spirit. His name is Scott Lobato. He's a patriot, artist, activist. A documentary about his story called The Relentless Patriot will be released soon. His website is scottlobato.com. He's from Staten Island, New York. He's fighting mass illegal alien invasion in Staten Island, sent there by the city of New York, and we've got him on the show. Scott, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
How you doing, Wayne?
Good. Isn't it nice to know, like, a total stranger, Wayne Root, is just putting on internet and sees your video and says, this guy's fantastic, and I asked my executive producer to get you on the show, and now you're here. Isn't it kind of weird that people are just watching you and seeing you, and you went from an average everyday guy, now you're kind of a famous guy. Pretty cool, right?
Well, I've actually been at this for about 30 years. I started back in the 90s with my patriotic creative movement, and that's also the time I saw this thing called political correctness and cancel culture and woke bull start to rear its ugly head. And I've actually spent the last years, 30 years, warning people. You know, I was the tinfoil hat guy. You know, I'm like, listen, this thing is going to grow into Godzilla and it's going to eat up this country. And most people laughed at me. And now here we are, 30 years later, and people are finding out that guys like me were preaching, and here we are. And Godzilla is huge, and Godzilla is eating this country.
Well, you and I are on the same wavelength, my friend, because for 20 years I've been telling people that open borders is the death of America. We don't want to let in every immigrant in the world. Who says we have to let in every immigrant in the world? Why would you let in Muslims? Why would you let in radicals? Why would you let in MS-13? Why would you let in people controlled by the Mexican drug cartel? Why would you let in military-age males from China? Why would you let in pregnant women and criminals from all over the world? This is the worst group of people on earth. Not all of them are bad, but a lot of them are bad. I sound like Trump now, but he was right then and he's right now. It's horrible. So tell us a taste. Give us a taste of what you're getting and seeing in Staten Island, what you're fighting exactly, and what you've seen there.
You know, again, I'm tired of defending myself and the people in my community who are fighting relentless to get these unvetted young men of military age from all over the world that we have no idea who and what they have, what they've done, out of the communities where residential, hard-working taxpayers live, where schools, where little children go, are 50 feet away from these facilities. We are Americans. We are migrants. We all know that. We love that. That's why we are the greatest country in the world. That's why I spent my life painting that American flag. That American flag, to me, is the greatest work of art. No other flag represents what this flag represents. You know, the French flag is beautiful, the German flag, the Russian flag, but those flags represent those people. This flag represents every organic culture from all over the world, and I worship that as a humanitarian flag, and a humanitarian work of art, as I call the American flag. But we are a free nation, but yet a nation of laws. I'm sick of people not understanding that concept. We have a system of immigration that works. That's how we came to be. But it is busted. And it is because of the left woke radicals in this country that purposely want to infiltrate and destroy the middle class working man's neighborhood.
Right. Exactly.
By infiltrating, sending in tens of millions of these unbedded people that belong here but come through the system. That's all. I'll be at the border with a bottle of Jack Daniels and a hot dog and say, come on in. Welcome to America. But you better come here the way you're supposed to.
Well, and not only that, Scott, but so many of them have come with hate in their heart. As an example, I don't care if you're Muslim. I couldn't care less. But I care if you're Muslim and you have hate in your heart for Jews or Christians or Americans or anyone who isn't Muslim. You want to kill, convert, kill, or enslave, as the Quran says. You know, I don't want millions of Palestinians from Gaza now who are forced to leave Gaza. Now they want to bring, AOC says she wants to bring them to the United States. Can you imagine? You think it's bad now, Scott? Wait till Staten Island's filled with Palestinians from Gaza who hate Jews and hate Catholics. Good luck to all of us, right?
It's just, you know, and again, it's sad what's happening. It's horrible. It's historically horrible what's happening over there in Israel and Palestine. But this just goes to prove the point where we were fighting against. You know, all of these months, I mean, we stood our ground at St. John Villa, that school that they put these immigrants in, the illegal aliens in, and they wouldn't get them out. The city wouldn't get them out of there, put them in a proper facility somewhere else. But we fought and we finally won. They finally shut it down and vacated them all out of there.
Congratulations.
Excuse me. The point is exactly what's happening over there. We have this open border, and we know for a fact that hundreds of terrorists, known terrorists, have crossed through that open wall and into this country. And do you think they're here to make friends and sing around campfires? These are bad people, and they're going to act on it. And this is what we're fighting against. It just goes to prove the administration, this president, and everybody around him, from AOC, the squad, the city of this, the mayor of this city, the governor of this state, want this country to fall.
Exactly.
You cannot prove it any more than it is being proven.
And by the way, Scott, you're talking about the worst case scenario, right? That they come in, they're criminals, they're terrorists, they hate us. How about the best case scenario? They're still, even if they're nice people, most of them, which they aren't, but let's say most of them were nice. Let's say 99% were nice. They'd still bankrupt our country. Can you imagine the cost? The city of New York, the ultra-liberal New York City, even Mayor Adams admits it's going bankrupt. Nobody can afford these people. Staten Island can't afford them. You can't afford them. I can't afford them. Taxpayers can't afford them. Where's the money coming from to pay for all these people that need welfare from cradle to grave?
Sadly, it's coming from the people that this city hates the most, which is the taxpayers.
Right.
You know, we've been on a down spiral. I'm fourth generation New Yorker. I am a diehard New Yorker. These liberals that keep, these people in this city that keep voting for these liberal, woke, New York, real New York haters. And everything is destroyed. Their businesses, their houses, their brownstones on the Upper West Side are not worth $20 million anymore. They're worth less than half that. But these idiots keep voting for these idiots. We have our own homeless. We have a lot of homeless veterans. We have the black community, the poor community that need jobs. They need transportation to get to work. And what are we doing? Handing scooters, cars with no licenses, no registration, to illegal aliens, jobs, shelters, facilities, money, cell phones. And these people in this city keep voting for these idiots. It blows my mind. It blows my mind.
Well, you've done a great job fighting him and keeping him out as much as you can from Staten Island. His name is Scott Lobato. Your artwork is famous. People can see it, I assume, at scottlobato.com. That's where you go to get your artwork, correct, Scott?
Yes.
scottlobato.com. He's a patriot. He's an artist. He's an activist. And a documentary about his story, The Relentless Patriot, is coming soon to a internet or TV near you. The Relentless Patriot, Scott Lobato. Great to have you on the show. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Keep fighting, Scott. God bless you. From a fellow New Yorker.
I'll see you again, my friend.
All right, thank you. All right. Love to have him on the show. I knew I liked that guy. You know, I'm a son of a butcher from Mount Vernon, New York, on the Bronx borderline. And I will always think like a butcher. My dad, the blue-collar butcher. I'm so sick of all these rich, spoiled brats destroying our country. These liberal losers in rich neighborhoods who think it doesn't affect them on Nantucket or in Beverly Hills or Palo Alto or La Jolla or Palm Beach. Screw them. They're ruining middle-class America. Fight and get it back, man. As he likes to say, relentlessly. You know, I wrote the book, The Power of Relentless. Wayne Allyn Root, we'll be right back. RootForAmerica.com. Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike protein. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements are not evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Avenue Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution three times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's fall sale. Get up to 80% off. Slippers, towels, bed sheets, mattress toppers, mattresses, and so much more. Also, right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new MyPillow Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with the promo code ROOT, R-O-O-T. You can also receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products at MyStore.com. Also with the promo code ROOT at MyStore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off on hundreds of products right now during MyPillow's fall sale. And be sure to use promo code ROOT at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. That's promo code R-O-O-T.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm. No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Show. See, that's my kind of guy. Staten Island guy, right? You don't talk like the D.C. guys. Bunch of nerds, bunch of pussycats. Talk, talk, talk. In New York, you take a baseball bat as you deal with things. I was just talking. Somebody texted me. They said, neighborhoods are being ruined across America. But in the old days when the mob controlled the neighborhoods, they looked out for it. Mob guys may be criminals. They may rob. They may kill. Only other mobsters. Only other mobsters. They took care of their neighborhoods. It was clean. There was no crime. They beat the crap out of somebody. Come on. Give me a break. That's why Vegas used to be great. It still is great in some ways. But the fact is, I drive my car from my nice neighborhood into a casino. I valet park and I walk in the casino. I'm safe. I wouldn't want to walk on the Vegas Strip at night. Vegas Strip is filled with criminals now, filled with homeless, filled with drug addicts, filled with drug dealers going, you want some pot, want some pot? Hey, I can give you some drugs. It's filled with scumbags. You know why? Because the mob doesn't control Vegas anymore. Now it's a bunch of Ivy League nerds, and that's what you get with Ivy League nerds. They don't care about anything but money and the bottom line. They don't care about keeping the streets safe. For the average person, doesn't even occur to them. As long as they make record profits at the Venetian and the Wynn and Caesars and MGM, they don't give a crap about Las Vegas or if a tourist gets mugged or a tourist gets killed. They don't care. They obviously, clearly they don't care. Because we're busier than we've ever been, but the Strip is a crap hole. And it's filled with criminals. And it's filled with homeless peeing and pooping in the middle of the street. That's what you're getting now in Las Vegas. And they don't care. The mob? They would have broken their arms and stuck them on a bus to L.A. That would have been the end of them. That's the way to handle it. There is no other way to handle it. You see the result if you don't handle it that way. It's out of control. All right. I have my show today. And my show that airs tomorrow at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. America's Top 10 Countdown, A Real America's Voice. So I'd like to go over some of my top 10 today. Give you a little preview of my top 10. So number one was good news for President Trump. And the good news is that RFK Jr., Robert F. Kennedy Jr.,
is running as an independent, and he's going to help Trump because he's clearly going after Democrat voters, and he's clearly just turned off every conservative. There's no one that's going to choose RFK over Trump now that RFK said he's in support of reparations for black Americans. Are you joking? What a joke. I mean, seriously, RFK, I love you on Big Pharma and the vaccine, and you're really good on the understanding the deep state and how bad it is in the D.C. swamp. But my gosh, you're for reparations. Another bleeding heart lefty Kennedy. We don't need that running the country. So no conservative is now going to vote for RFK. I never thought they were, by the way. Nobody leaves Trump. But now only liberals and maybe black voters, some of them will be peeled off to vote for RFK. And that's good news for Trump. So I'm glad he endorsed reparations. Good for him. Number nine was bad news for the GOP, which is in the middle of a mess that this country's become. It's the perfect time and place to take back the House, the Senate, and elect President Trump. And we've already got the Supreme Court. We have everything. We'd have everything. And instead, they can't even elect the House Speaker because we're filled in the House with GOP frauds, backstabbers, rhinos, establishment losers. None of them are Republicans. That R next to their name, that doesn't stand for Republican. They're frauds. They're Democrats masquerading as Republicans. We can't even get them to support Jim Jordan. They stabbed him in the back. Disaster. Now, there's one chance to salvage this. Byron Donalds threw his hat in the ring this afternoon, or late today, this evening on the East Coast, for House Speaker. Byron Donalds is a black conservative Democrat congressman from Florida, and he's very good. I like him a lot, and he now wants to be House Speaker. So I can't wait to see all the Democrats, because remember, everybody gets to vote for House Speaker. Even though we Republicans have the majority, Democrats and us both vote, and you elect a Speaker. And if we have the majority, we're supposed to elect a Republican, right? If they have the majority, they elect a Democrat. But we all get to vote. Everyone votes. I'd like to see Democrats vote against the first ever black House Speaker. I would have put him on record. Vote against the first black House Speaker, and I want to see how many Republicans stab him in the back. We got to get all these Republicans out of office. We got to primary them, and we got to beat them and end their political careers. Number eight, proof our country is in the midst of a communist takeover. They called January 6th an insurrection, which we all know it was, and it was a set-up job, right? It was just a joke. Nancy Pelosi and the head of the Capitol Police set us up and framed us, and they put nice people in prison for years to come. And now there was another insurrection at the Capitol. This was a real insurrection. This was pro-Hamas, pro-Palestinian, anti-Israel protesters taking over the Capitol and harassing congresspeople and causing problems and celebrating the murder, mass murder of Jews. Now, is the DOJ going to arrest them and hold them without bail for 3 years and no trial and put them in solitary? Because if you don't, then we know the country's lost. If you don't, we know the DOJ is frauds and Merrick Garland belongs in Guantanamo because they're traitors to the United States. They're communists. And they weaponized government against one group, wonderful conservative patriots. And they're letting go free a bunch of pro-Hamas losers. They don't treat people the same because this is now a banana republic. That's it for the night. See you on Monday.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.